Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright, and tonight we have a great show. Bill Elliott and his swing orchestra, Ella Fitzgerald, Frank Sinatra, and many more, so stick around. Now, to get us started, we'll be hearing from Larry Clinton along with B. Wayne on vocal. We'll have Harry James here, and right now, it's Jimmy Dorsey, Ray Eberly, Helen O'Connell, and Amapola.
Would softly play. The tune seemed to dance round the word that it said. Amapola, my pretty little poppy, you're like that lovely flower, so sweet and heavenly. Since I found you, my heart is wrapped around you, and loving you it seems to be a rhapsody. Amapola, the pretty little poppy, must copy its endearing.
to sit over here. I double dare you to lend me your ear. Take off your hi-hat and let's get friendly. Don't be a scare cat. Say, what do you care? Can't you take a dare? I double dare you to kiss me and then I double dare you to kiss me again. And if that look in your eyes means what I'm thinking of, I double dare you to fall in love with me. I double dare you.
And you're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. That was Larry Clinton and his orchestra and his favorite vocalist called B. Wayne, and a song written in 1937 by Terry Shand. Successful one called I Double Dare You got on the hit parade the next year, got up to number 6. Before that, it was a song written by and played by Harry James called The Mole. And we started with Jimmy Dorsey and Ray Everly and Helen O'Connell, all contributing to a song, very successful song from back in 1940, got up to number 1 on the hit parade. It was Amapola. And let's see, and this song was recorded, by the way, on this week back in 1940. Let's see, on this week back in, way back in 1869, actor Edwin Booth opened his new theater in New York City. His first production was Romeo and Juliet. And even at that time, this is back in 1869, tickets didn't come very cheap. Some sold for as high as $125 for this presentation. Could you imagine? And on this week back in 1957, a company by the name of Smith Corona Manufacturing of New York began selling a portable electric typewriter. This first machine was portable, that is, it was 19 pounds, and you could carry it around. Soon, other manufacturers offered similar models made of lighter weight material and a lot less sophisticated workings inside. And let's get back to more music on Swing. Coming up, we have Harry Connick Jr. We have Gene Krupa with Roy Eldridge on trumpet, Anita O'Day on vocal, and right now it's Buddy Morrow and Speak Low.
name ain't Joe, my name is Roy.
Well, look here, Roy, and let's get groovy. Say, you been uptown?
No, I haven't been uptown, but I've been around.
You mean to say you ain't been uptown?
No, I haven't been uptown. What's uptown?
It's pleasure you're about, and you feel like stepping out. All you got to shout is, land me off of town. If it's a rhythm that you feel, then it's nothing to conceal. All you've got to spill is, land me off of town. Fella, go to top it if you want to pitch a ball, but you can't afford a hall. All you've got to call is, let me off of town.
Anita, oh Anita, say, I feel something.
What you feel, Roy? The heat?
No, it ain't the heat. It must be that uptown rhythm, because I feel like blowing.
Well, blow, Roy, blow.
Here's one of the greatest love songs ever written, folks.
When somebody loves you, it's no good unless he loves you all the way. Happy to be near you when you need someone to cheer you all the way. Taller than the tallest tree is, that's how it's gotta feel. And deeper than the deep blue sea is, that's how deep it goes if it's real. When somebody needs you, it's no good unless he needs you. Through the good or lean years, and for all the in-between years, come what may, who knows where the road will lead us? Only a fool would say. But if you let me love you, it's for sure I'm gonna love you.
Jerry.
When somebody needs you, it's no good unless he needs you all the way through the good or lean years and for all in between years. Come what may, who knows where the road will lead us? Only a fool would say that if you'll let me love you, it's for sure I'm gonna love you all the way. All the way.
Harry Connick Jr. recorded in concert from July of 2010 from his CD called On Broadway. It was a Sammy Kahn, Jimmy Van Heusen tune called All the Way. Before that, Gene Krupa and Roy Eldridge on trumpet, Anita O'Day on vocal, and a song, number 10 song from 1941 called Let Me Off Uptown, words and music by Red Evans. And we started with Buddy Morrow. Buddy Morrow played an Ogden Nash tune from 1943 called Speak Low. Buddy Morrow born on this week back in 1919 in New Haven, Connecticut. By the time Buddy was 14, he was playing with local bands, including the Yale Collegians. And in the late 70s, he began leading Tommy Dorsey's Ghost Band. Well, let's see. On this week back in 1926, a fellow by the name of John Giola of New York City became famous as the Charleston Endurance Dance Champion. With the new dance craze sweeping the United States, Giola decided to make good on it by dancing nonstop for, get this, 22 hours and 30 minutes. When he finally collapsed, his legs wouldn't even stop flapping. I hope they revived him all right. And on this week back in 1861, a fellow by the name of Sam Goodale of right here in Cincinnati patented the moving picture peep show machine. One put in a coin, turned a crank on the side of the ornately decorated box, and voila, a flickering movie appeared. Let's get some more music now. Coming up, we're going to be hearing from Bill Elliott's Swing Orchestra. We'll have Frank Sinatra. And right now, it's Ella Fitzgerald and Love Me or Leave Me.
Love me or leave me and let me be lonely. You won't believe me and I love you only. I'd rather be lonely than happy with somebody else. Time, the right time for kissing, but nighttime is my time for just reminiscing, regretting instead of forgetting with somebody else. There'll be no one unless that someone is you. To have it today and to give back tomorrow. For my love is your love, there's no love for nobody else. We'll be right back. tenderly.
Street. Now I ask you very confidentially, ain't she sweet? Ain't she nice? Look her over once or twice. Now I ask you very confidentially, ain't she nice? Just cast an eye in her direction. Me, ain't that perfection? I repeat, don't you think that's kinda neat? And I ask you very confidentially, ain't she sweet? Ain't she sweet? See her coming down the street. Now I ask you very confidentially, ain't she sweet? Ain't she nice? Look her over once or twice. Now I ask you very confidentially, ain't she nice? Just cast an eye in her direction. Me, oh my, ain't that perfection? Think that's kinda neat. And I asked you very confidentially, ain't she? Ain't she sweet?
Thank you.
That's the Bill Elliott Swing Orchestra and the title tune from their CD called Swingin' the Century. Before that, it was Frank Sinatra, Neil Hefti's orchestra, and a Jack Yellen tune from 1927 called Ain't She Sweet. And Sinatra made his debut on This Week back in 1943 as vocalist on radio's Your Hit Parade that night. Frankie had left the Tommy Dorsey Band just 4 months prior to the beginning in this radio program. He was described then as the biggest name in the business, and he still is. And we heard from Ella Fitzgerald with Nelson Riddle with a Gus Kahn Walter Donaldson tune from 1928 called Love Me or Leave Me. We'll have some great music coming up in the next 10 minutes. It'll be Patty Austin. We'll have Peter Cincotti. And here's Glenn Gray and his orchestra and A Study in Brown.
Talk with all by myself, no one to walk with, but I'm happy on the shelf. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. I know for certain the one I love. I'm through with flirting, it's you that I'm dreaming of. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. Jack Horner in the corner, don't go nowhere, what do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for, believe me. don't stay out late, no place to go. I'm home about 8, just me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. Jack Horner in the corner, don't go nowhere, what do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for, believe me. Don't stay out late, no place to go. I'm home about 8, just me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you.
He's too close for comfort. Behave, my heart. He's too close for comfort. Be wise, be smart. Behave, my heart. Don't upset your cart. When he's so close, be soft, be sweet, but be discreet. Don't go off your beat. He's too close for comfort. Too close, too close for comfort. Please not again. Too close to know just when to say when. Be firm, be fair, be sure, beware. On your guard, take care. While there's such temptation, one thing leads to another. Too late to run for cover. He's much too close for comfort now. Be wise, be smart, behave, my heart. Don't upset that card. When he's so close, be soft, be sweet, but you gotta be discreet. Don't go off your beat. He's too close for comfort. Well, too close for comfort. Please not again. Too close to know just when
to say when before.
You get your money's worth out of Patty Austin. That was from her CD called For Ella, and a song called Too Close for Comfort from a musical from 1956 called Mr. Wonderful. By the way, that was Patrick Williams and the WDR big band in the background doing such a great job. We heard from Peter Cincotti and a Fats Waller Andy Razoff tune called Ain't Misbehavin', big song on the hit parade seven times between 1929 and 1937 by various artists. And we started with Glenn Gray and a Larry Clinton's tune. It was his closing theme called A Study in Brown. Glenn Gray recorded this song originally back in 1937 on this week in 1937. On this week, back in 1931, Eddie Cantor's long radio career got underway as he appeared on Rudy Valley's The Fleischman Hour. The Fleischman Hour was for Fleischman Margarine. The Fleischman brothers lived right here in Cincinnati, and the plant was here as well. The 40th president of the United States, once governor of California, Ronald Wilson Reagan, born on this day back in 1911. And the Stars and Stripes, the weekly magazine of the American Expeditionary Forces in World War I, was published for the first time on this week back in 1918. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. I'm Bill Cartwright. Coming up, we're going to be hearing from Joe Stafford, from Glenn Miller. And here's Bing Crosby with Buddy Bregman and Deed I Do.
Do I want you? Oh my, do I? Honey, indeed I do. Do I need you? Oh my, do I? Honey, indeed I do. I'm glad that I'm the one who found you. That's why I'm always hanging around you. Do I love you? Oh my, do I? Honey, indeed I do. want you. Oh my, do I, honey, did I do? Do I need you? Oh my, do I, honey, did I do? I'm glad that I'm the one who found you. That's why you'll always find me hanging around you. Do I love you? Oh my, do I, honey? Did I do?
Don't know what to do but dream of you.
just dream of you. Dreams don't come true, still I can't keep from dreaming dreams of you. That's all I do, just dream.
Back in 1934, Cy Oliver and Jimmy Lunsford dreamed this up. It was called Dream of You and sung here by Joe Stafford, backed up by Johnny Mandel's orchestra. We heard from Glenn Miller in Tuxedo Junction. This song first recorded on This Week back in 1940 on RCA Victor in Manhattan. The flip side of the record, by the way, which was released on Bluebird, was Danny Boy, but Tuxedo Junction became one of the band's most popular tunes. And we heard from Bing Crosby with Buddy Bregman's orchestra and a song called Deed I Do. We have time for just a couple more, so I better get to it right now. It's Dean Martin with Nelson Riddle and Someday You'll Want Me to Want You.
I know that someday you'll want me to want you. When I'm in love with somebody else, you expect me to be true and to keep on loving you. Though I'm feeling blue, you think I can't forget you until someday you'll want me to want you. When I'm strong for somebody new, and though you don't want me now, I'll get along somehow, and then I won't want you. Until someday you'll want me to want you. When I'm strong for somebody new, although you don't want me now, I'll get along somehow, and then I won't
Well, there's never enough time, is there? This is the Benny Goodman Quartet with Benny and Lionel Hampton, Teddy Wilson, and Gene Krupa. And I Got It Bad, and That Ain't Good. And we heard from Dean Martin with Nelson Riddle's Orchestra, a Jimmy Hodges tune from 1940 called Someday You'll Want Me to Want You. I wish we had more time right now, but we'll be back next weekend. This is Bill Cartwright saying thanks so very much for being with us tonight. And please come back next Saturday night between 10 and 11 for lots more great music on Swing. Stand by now for Lee Hay and the Blues. It's coming up next.